This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, here we go. Text messages coming in.
Okay, we were talking ourselves into extreme optimism about Lance McCullers.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and positive.
Here we go.
Speaking of positivity.
Here we go on the Jim Adler. The Texas Hammer text line.
Give it to me.
Seth, there's no venom towards McCullers. He's just washed and we're done with him.
Well, that's him talking about that personally.
Ocho.
Hey, listen, Ocho. Don't be acting like everybody's all, you know, elevated and philosophical about it like you are.
4845. I miss Lance, to be honest.
There you go. Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye.
I miss his hair. You know,
what's he going with this year? Do we know?
Oh, I know. I've seen it.
Various
times. Interview with him. It's that kind of mid-length, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it would still even be acceptable by Yankees, old Yankees standards.
Has he met, well, in his old, he's a second generation. His dad was a Yankee. He knows what that was like to
Baby
live under
Goose.
Baby Goose. I looked it up on Baseball Reference. It's there as his nickname.
I couldn't remember if I made that up in my brain or not. Yeah, because he was a setup guy for Gossage.
There you go. Baby Goose. All right, so we'll keep an eye. But
No venom, though, huh?
No,
okay, see, it's working, Sean.
No, just Ocho saying that he's washed.
Yeah, that's what Ocho is claiming, though. Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's not venomous, but that's his opinion.
Yeah. Bob Nightingale was on Area 45 last night with Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani. And Bob Nightingale, USA Today, covers Major League Baseball. Very plugged in. He's a newsbreaker. He's above the line of newsbreaker. I don't know if he would qualify as a nugget hussy. I think he's very professional.
Yeah.
He's not
an insider.
You hate the nugget hussies.
The nugget hussies, they annoy me.
Like Bob Nightingale's a good reporter.
I don't think Bob's usually not just spitting out verbatim what some agent told him to say. Or
not
anything.
That I can tell. Best I can tell, not the case. He is saying right now that there is zero traction on an Arenado to Astros deal.
Yeah. Is it possible in any way Nolan Arenado may have changed his mind and now want to come to Houston?
I don't think he's changed his mind on that. I don't. And I don't necessarily think that's, you know, reunited trade talks either. I think it might have came up, but I've heard there's no, talking to St. Louis people. And John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations, says there's zero traction. So it doesn't look like, that's going to happen at all. It would be kind of, it doesn't make real sense for it to happen now either. You're changing everything again. It's one thing to do that with Bregman. It's another thing to do, for the guy that's never played for the Astros before.
See, that last part there, it doesn't matter to me who the guy played. This is all about putting a lineup together for 2025.
Right, yeah, and I don't think Paredes is the opposite of the situation up in Boston where Devers up there refuses to move off of third base.
Right.
Paredes hasn't signaled any kind of reluctance to do whatever they want him to do in
Nor
the
should
field.
He. Yeah.
No, I think if anything, he might kind of be like, "Yeah, cool. I don't. you want to give me a little bit of an easier position to play? Go for it."
Yeah, that's true. So I mean, I believe everything Bob's saying. It sounds like he's getting it straight from the Cardinals and John Mozeliak. Now, the fact that he is citing the Cardinals side of it in all this, we should point out that, okay, well, this could be posturing. You know? Now, Nolan Arenado's got the ultimate say, and the Cardinals can try to play the game here to say, well, there's no traction, and we're not ready. You know, they're not doing a deal or whatever to try to get the Astros to up whatever their offer is to them. But if Nolan Arenado says no, it doesn't matter. Like the Astros could offer Yordan Alvarez if Nolan Arenado says no, then there's no trade.
I know. Now, the part with Arenado where I'm not going to be obviously emotionally distraught or anything. I know a lot of people are dead set against Arenado or a lot of Astros fans. He is going to be 34 years old. Yeah. This will be his 34-year-old season. And over the last 3 years, he's kind of started to take that decline. If you just look at his OPS plus, he goes from 151 to 108 to 101 last year.
Yeah.
His OPS last year was 719. He was an average hitter.
Where have we
last
seen this
year.
Before?
Right, yeah.
Jose Abreu, right?
Well, Abreu was even a more
I'm just saying in terms of the trajectory.
Yeah, yeah. I can't put Abreu on anybody. That was such a drop.
But you're committing 3 years to a descending player.
Yeah, so even though it looks like a good deal and it's not that much, now all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of guys in their 30s who are going to be steadily and gradually decline. The best you can hope for is flatline with some of those guys. So do we want to extend that? If the Astros if they're resetting somewhat, but you do want to still be aggressively trying to compete in the playoffs, I don't know if it helps you 3 years from now.
All right, so Nightingale said this is probably who the Astros are going to be. As currently constructed, this is probably who they're going to be this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to make a move later on. They can. They've always addressed that later on in the season. So, I mean, that was the whole idea that, hey, Paredes supposed to hit over 30 home runs at third base. That Altuve will play in left field. We'll see how much, but he will play something left field for sure. And go up from, go up from there.
I object to his tone. I object to his overall tone about the Astros. He's basically said it is what it is. Whatever you guys, it's the Astros. Whatever. Nobody's taking you guys seriously.
Is he being dismissive?
That's what he is. Yes,
he's dismissive
he's
of the Astros.
He's being dismissive of us.
Of the Astros. Yeah. So second base gets interesting now. Here's Bob Nightingale on what second base could look like.
You know, I like Rogers. I'm surprised he was still out there for so long. I think, DeBond's got longer track record. So I wouldn't be surprised if they split up between the two. But I thought Rogers was a nice, little under-the-radar signing there.
And Rogers is Brendan Rogers, former Gold Glove winner in 2022 for the Colorado Rockies.
So somebody was telling us yesterday that Nolan Arenado had at one point banned Brendan Rogers from the clubhouse in Colorado, and that was Spillane.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. It was just something.
Is it a professionalism issue?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And we had somebody else. Well, our boss Parker Hillis, when he was in Colorado, was a big Arenado fan.
Yeah.
And my nephew, Arenado was his favorite player when he was with the Rockies. So I don't know. I don't want any kind of drama added to the mix. Okay, I don't know if Brendan Rodgers is here, and there's no guarantee that he will be. What's the dynamic?
He's not even on the roster. He's a non-roster invitee.
I know. But it's wide open, and he's competing for a spot.
That's
not going to be the thing that.
Independent of Arenado drama, like, how are you feeling about a Rogers Dubon platoon at second base?
Not
right now?
Great, Sean. Not great.
You know what's funny?
I don't feel great about a guy who's only good at 5,000 feet of altitude.
Yeah.
That helps you for every now and then when you go to play the Rockies.
Well, and Dubon's interesting because Dubon the last couple of years has been kind of a crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Right? And in a utility role. Dubon has been in that perfect sweet spot for a role player on a team, which is when you get in and do your thing. You know, he's had some big hits. He's been, I think he won a Gold Glove, if not a finalist for a Gold Glove. So he was a gold. Yeah, so he's done some good things. So he's in that sweet spot where everybody clamors for him to be an everyday player.
Yeah.
until he actually becomes an everyday player and you realize, like, oh, 150 games of Dubon. That's
Now, but you yourself have pointed out, you wonder if Dubon is a guy that maybe if he could settle in at one position, that you'd get the best version of him. If he didn't have to be constantly shuffled around. I think you were that guy.
I don't know. I don't remember saying that, but it sounds like a magnificent thought.
Write it down, and if Dubon ends up having a career year at the plate while playing predominantly second base,
yeah,
take credit for that take.
I will.
I'm remembering you saying that.
I will. I'm not wild about it, man, but this is who they're going to be. And you got three spots in the lineup right now where it's feeling like, okay, subpar offensively, but we'll see what happens.
The whole Chaz McCormick is the one guy. Just as with Lance McCullers, I'm talking myself into. Listen, Lance is going to pitch 225 innings this year, all right? Remember the one year where Lance kind of got put out because somebody had suggested that he might shoot for 180 innings? And Lance has a history of this. He's like, I don't know where that – he said something along the lines of, I don't know where that came from, 225 or die. And
225.
Well, James Click was the guy that had put out 180 innings or whatever
okay.
the number was.
Yeah, yeah.
So this year it was somebody asked Lance about potentially moving to the bullpen, and Lance said, I don't know where that came from. And, well, it came from Dana Brown.
Okay.
He had suggested it.
You can pick one.
Yeah.
Let's do this hypothetical. And both guys being healthy for the whole year and into the postseason and everything. Lance McCullers from 2021, where he had a 3.16 ERA, won you 13 games.
Yeah.
Or Chaz McCormick from 2023, I guess it would be, where he had like an 820 OPS.
Well, I would take Lance.
You take the pitch? Okay.
I think so, yeah.
They need that bat would be pretty sweet in right field,
okay.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean, you bring up all the time, like how the pitching. There's always going to be pitching.
There's always going to be pitching. Yeah. Okay. Am I letting my emotions get
to me? I'd go Chaz.
I guess I am. I guess I'm letting. Because the other thing about that with Chaz. Okay. Yeah, I got to go with Chaz. The other thing with Chaz would be that in 4 of his 5 seasons, he was an above average baseball player.
Yeah.
Regardless of how good a season it is, that is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
2024 is weird, but you can trust that you've got this guy in the system. And I'd have to go with Chaz.
I'd go with Chaz just because that I'm real nervous about. Not top heavy. Top heavy is probably overstating it. Like, they were top heavy back like 10 years ago when the only good hitters they had were Springer, Altuve, and Correa. They've got 6 spots in this lineup that are anywhere from very solid to excellent big league hitters.
Yeah.
Chaz 2 years ago was an excellent big league hitter. He had an OPS of over 800. I think he had like 22 home runs. He had 80 something RBIs. Like, I don't care who it is. I would sign up for that in right field in a heartbeat right now.
He had a 3.6 WAR that year.
Okay.
In his good
year. Is it 2023? Am I right about that?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes, 2023.
Yeah, yeah. What were his counting stats?
I don't know because I want to look up land. I want to go super baseball nerd here, which I don't know. I feel like WAR is antiquated now, but I can still fool people into thinking I'm a baseball nerd if I just bring up the WAR. Mm-hmm. Whereas Lance's in 2021, Lance's WAR was 3.4.
Okay.
But this is
a good hypothetical.
Yeah, it is.
Right,
so like in terms of the overall contribution to the team, they were about equal in their best years, and yet Chaz doesn't have the injury history that Lance McCullers does.
He definitely
does. Lance does that, but for just this year, it's hard for me to give up that pitching.
Okay, so your rotation would look like Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez.
Okay, no, Chaz.
And
still,
Lance
Chaz,
at the top.
Chaz, because it gets away that drain at the bottom of the rotation.
Yeah, I'm Chaz too. It's an interesting hypothetical, though. Here's some more text coming in. All Lance needs, as history proves, is a curveball. He'll be fine.
No, he needs to be healthy.
Yeah,
that's what. It's not a question of whether or not he's going to have a good curveball. Yes, he's got. Listen, I promise you this: when he pitches and he's healthy, he's going to be really good. It's just that he's just not been able to stay healthy.
Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Last year was a bummer, but the guy's done everything to make Houston his home. I want him on the mound. I'm fired up.
There you go. Yeah, fired up. That's what I need. I want some fire.
I like this.
Yeah.
Delusional listeners.
Remember that, too.
Like me.
Listen, everybody, you might not remember this, but when Lance is on the mound, he is fiery.
Yeah.
He gets after it.
Yes.
He's not afraid to brush somebody off the plate. He's old school in that regard. You know, remember the Dodgers series? He was like, "No, get the hell up out of there.
Not on my plate."
Yeah, he said he did it. He put his hands on his hip and he said, "No,"
wagged his finger.
Yeah,
get off my plate.
That's right.
Wheatstraw checks in on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Lance is done as a full time starter. His arm isn't going to hold up. What Lance would tell you is that the routine of being a starter,
yeah,
you know, the repetitiveness of it, of every 5 or 6 days,
yeah,
you know, you throw your bullpens in between, that's easier on his arm than the uncertainty of being a reliever
and having to go multiple days in a week. And I guess, but the counter argument I would put up, or let's say devil's advocate, is all right, but your routine for being a starter isn't really working out all that great. Well, so
if we're being honest, Lance just likes being a starter.
Yeah, he wants to be a starter.
He wants to be a starter.
Yeah,
It's a nice yarn that he's spinning there, but I think he just likes being a starter. All right, check in. Which would you rather have? Chaz from a couple years ago or Lance from 2021?
Chaz's best year or Lance's most recent
good year.
Good year.
Yeah, as stat nerd Seth points out, the WAR for each of them in those seasons
is pretty much
even.
Identical.
About
yeah.
even, yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're live in West Palm Beach. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors. They are sponsoring our trip down here to cover spring baseball here in West Palm Beach. Up next, headlines. We'll get to headlines. We may hear from Lance McCullers in headlines. We have a Cougs win last night. Rockets back in action. Combine today. Big day at the Combine today and tomorrow if you're up for some audio. So we will get to all of that in headlines coming up next.
Big Time Rush. Performing live in concert. Playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush. With special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.